Today's shiur in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Vav Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in Siman Shin Ches. And we've been discussing various halachos of muksa items and their status. And we begin at the very last word of Kuf Vav Omud Aleph with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Beles, a door that is on a shelshida, teva, or migdal. These are various types of utensils that are boxes or chests or some sort of large closets that are movable. Yecholim litla mehem. You are allowed to take the door off these various types of storage containers. V'osu lachziru, but you're not allowed to return it. And the reasoning is that the Mechaber tells us gzeru shema yisko, because you may come and reattach it in a way where you're going to basically reattach it so strongly you're going to lock it in, and that's not allowed. However, he says v'shalul sholtar negolim osur. But if this is a door on a chicken coop, then it's forbidden to take it off. Bein lito bein lahasir, and certainly you can't go and put it back. The reasoning here is the kivan demuchober lekarka, because this chicken coop is attached to the ground, is bebinyan ustira. There is a concern over here about building or destroying, because it's not a keli over here, it's something that's mechobel karka. And while there may be a concept of ein binyan vistira in regards to kelim, this is considered, this chicken coop is mechobel karka, and therefore there is a concept certainly of binyan and stira with things attached to the ground. Now we said quite a bit over here, and let's start off with the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Vav. You are allowed to take the door off these various types of boxes or chests or the closets over here, because the ein binyan ustira bekelim, as I already just pointed out, there is no concept of building or destroying in regards to a kli. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Lamed Zayin, but you're not allowed to go, the Mechaber told us, and put it back on in a sturdy way. Shema Yiska, we're concerned that you're going to go peg it in. And he says using a peg, biyaseid, o b'mesamer b'chazaka, or in some sort of a nail, and you're going to put it back in a sturdy, strong way, and that wouldn't be allowed. Here, the chayim mishum maka bepatish, the havelig mar malacha, because here you're finishing off, and one of the av malachos is maka bepatish, completing a construction, and that's not allowed, and therefore, if we allowed you to put it back, you may come and put it back in such a way that you'd be over maka bepatish. Then he brings down, and in the Shaar Etzion, Os Mem Aleph, he says this is the name of the Ran, according to his understanding of the Rif and the Rambam. There is an opinion here that says there is a concept of binyan in regards to kelim. When he's doing it in such a strong, sturdy way of banging in a nail, this is considered an artisan or professional way of doing things, and therefore, even though it's a kli, there is a problem over here of binyan bekelim, according to this Ran. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Lamed Ches explains this. This lul who binyan he'osu l'tarnegolim. So as I said, it's a chicken coop. It's a construction. It's a little coop that's made specifically for chickens. Sivkat Lamed Ches, that by the chicken coop, you're not allowed to go and take it off or put it back. And the reasoning is because umechayev mishum bonah. Since it's attached to the ground, here is definitely a din of binyan, of bonah. If this is correct, this understanding, gam hachalonos also lead to lachzer, then you can't take off the windows as well or put them back. The mechubarim him, because they're considered attached to the ground. Vafilu ayide eino Yehudi also mishum shvus, and you can't even ask a non-Jewish person to do this because of the shvus that you're not allowed to go and ask amir la'akum. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you. And he says, look in the Taz in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, ayin shom mashen nichto bebir halacha bezeh. He says, look over there in the bir halacha. Now, the issue foot number 62 says, Lo motzinu shekosa binyan zeh, that this is not able to be found in this location. Maybe there is another location, but not in the location that was just mentioned. Then, Sivkot and Men. The reason why you can't go and return the doors to the chicken coop, so we said, because there's a concept of binyan and stira. And the Mishneh Berurah explains, Tzarech Lomar, Delul Dehocha, that this chicken coop that we're talking about over here, Mayri Kigon Shebino Mitchila B'mechuba L'Karka, it was made from its onset attached to the ground. Because, Dim Haiso Mitchila Kli, if it was something that was originally movable, not attached to the ground, Bifnei Atzma, by itself. Then, Elo Shechibro Achakach L'Karka, but then it was attached to the ground only afterwards, then Dino Kimo Shekosa B'Sif Yud, then the Halach would be, like we're going to learn in our next sif over here, Bechli HaMechuba L'Karka B'Tit, if something is a Kli, and it's attached to the ground with some sort of a cement of some sort, so we'll learn that momentarily, Ayin Shom, and that would be a different Halacha. And in fact, Ken Kosa B'Sefer Tosef HaShabbos, and Tosef HaShabbos writes this as well. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, Aval Bepri Megadim Kosab, the shiny Hosam Du Kisui Bialma. There it's different because that's just talking about a Stam cover. Aval hocha here, the yesh tzir lahadel is chomer tve. Here, you have basically hinges on this door. It has a tzir, a pivot for this, and therefore it's a stricter din. V'afilu ki yesh beis achizel lahadel is osur. And even it has a handle on doors. We'll see a handle makes a big difference in the next sif. Nevertheless, even a handle on this door would not be allowed, ayin shah. And Dirshufut number 63 brings down that the Chazon Ish paskins over here like this prima godim and is tamua on the words of the Divrei Tosefos Shabbos. This brings us right to this din now to be discussed in Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Kisui, if you have a cover on top of a bor v'dus. What are a bor and a dus? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memalov tells us, bor is b'chavir. A bor is a pit that is dug into the ground. V'dus is also a body that holds water, a cistern of some sort, but it's made bibinyan. It's basically, you're going and creating this through construction. You're basically putting bricks or something like that in the ground and building up in the ground. The construction is supposed to just digging it out. V'ugan kim b'socha karka, there's no difference over here in the bor and the dus. They're both in the ground. The one difference is, elo shelamala ketzaz goli. The dus is somewhat open towards the top. I think what he's saying over here is it's a little bit raised above the ground, and it's not flat with the ground like a bor. In any event, this cover for the bor and the dus, the Mechaber continues and he tells us, Eini tolin, you're not allowed to remove it. Elo im ken yesh lahem beis achiza, unless it has some sort of a handle on it, and in this way, the oz mukach shu keli. In this way, it's clear that it's a utensil, and then you're allowed to move it. But if it doesn't have this handle on it, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. The Mishbur explains, Av shetiknum, even though you made a takana to it, va'asa behem maisa hamochiach shomer l'chasos, and you did some sort of a maisa that demonstrates that you want to be able to remove it, oh, shemishtamesh behem tomid l'seh, or it's something that's constantly being used as a cover for this borodus. Nevertheless, the bazeh husame aleim shemukta, even though these things are clearly demonstrating that they shouldn't be considered muksa, ukidilakam and basilcha beis, as we'll learn eventually in this simon, afilu hochi osukan, in this situation over here, unless it has a handle, despite the fact that you've shown that you use this all the time as a cover, and you may have done some sort of other takana to it, but if you don't have a handle on it, the kivin dehim kisui karkos, since these are covers for something that's in the ground, have a kibona. If you have something on top of it, it's like a binyan. And therefore, if you put the cover on it or you take the cover off, it's a problem of binyan and stira. And it's not a problem of binyan and stira kalim, it's a binyan and stira in the ground, and that is definitely osur. As opposed to, Masha Ein Kain, Kishesh Lam Beis Yad, Lechozba. But if it has a handle on it, which you can use to lift it off or put it back on, then Mukach, that clearly demonstrates to Kli, that you've made this into a utensil, Ule Mishkal, the Haduri of it. And its purpose is to be put back on it and to take it off it. The low heavy kibbonah v'sosir. In this situation, it's not a problem of binyan and stira in something in the ground, but this is clearly a kli, and it can be put on and it can be taken off. V'ayin ha-mogin Avraham, shabir, demasha kosav ha-mechaber, eino nitolim. The Mogin Avraham says over here that when the Mechaber wrote that you're not allowed to take it off, elo im kein sheyesh lem beis achiza, haynu dasur mafilu betiltu bi'alma. You're not allowed to move it at all. And even if it was taken away from the bar on Erev Shabbos, it's not even on the bar now. And certainly you can't even move it when it's, if you can't move it when it's not on the bar, you certainly can't move it when it's on the bar. And he explains, Vatam, the reason is, the Magen Avraham says, the kivin dehem omdim umuchonim l'kisui karko, since their purpose is to cover up the ground, einon min hamuchon l'taltel af shetores kli aleim. Therefore, they're not allowed to be moved over here, even if they have the shame of a kli on them, unless they have this beis achiza. So that's the halacha for the kisa of this bor and the dus. However, then the Mechaber continues and he says, v'shel kelim, if you have a cover over here for kelim, afilu hei mechuborim betit, even if this keli, for example, you have sometimes garbage pails that are removable from a hole in the ground that they're put into. So here, you have something like that. Afilu hei mechuborim betit, and even if you seal it into the ground with some sort of a plaster over here, some sort of a tit, some sort of mud, yecholim litlam, nevertheless, you still would be allowed to remove the cover in this situation. Afilu ein lahem beis achiza, and over here, since it's a keli, even if it doesn't have a beis achiza, the Mechaber says you'd be allowed to move it. However, you have to have done something to it, done some sort of a maisa to it, and made it essentially prepared for this. Or alternately, or you used it already before Shabbos in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Mem Gimel, when it's Mechubar and Betit, nevertheless, Rod Salome, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Mechab is telling us, Shehakli Mechubar Lekarka Betit Milamata, that the Kli is in the ground and it's cemented in, so to say, to the Karka from the bottom. And even though we normally say that something's attached to the ground is considered like the ground, here it's different. Since this covering is not attached with any sort of a pivot or a hinge to the kli, and the kli is not cemented at the top, it's only cemented in on the sides and on the bottom, then when you're putting the kli, the cover on top of this kli, even though it's attached to the ground in some sort of a stronger way, lo merse kabon, it doesn't look like you're adding and building over here. As opposed to, masha enkin bekisui chavios hakvuos bekarka. But if you have barrels that are in fact kavua in the karka, kiven deim tmunos kula bekarka, they're totally in the ground, then gazru abanon otu kisui bar vidus, then it's very similar to a bar in a dus, and therefore the rabbis in that situation, when it's totally cemented into the ground, and it's literally even with the ground, so to say, so then it has the same din over here as a gezerah, as a bar and a dus covering, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and put it back on. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Menon Dalet explains further that which we said, that you don't need to have a beis achiz over here as long as you did some sort of takana to them. So this is going koi al kol kisui kelim. This is going on any covering of kelim. Now, the Chofetz Chaim adds to this in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku V'husha Tiknim, and he says, look in the Vilna Gaon, Ein in the Bir Agra, Shekosav Dezek Koi Al Elu She'ein Lehem Beis Achiza. It's not going on all Kalim, it's only going on those Kalim that don't have a Beis Achiza. And his understanding is, V'chavanoso, Dilo Hayolem Beis Achiza, if they have a handle on them, Harei Zeh Gufa Hu Achana. That is enough of a Achana. She'akisu La'akli U'matzor Cho. That's proof enough. And you don't need to do anything else to it once it has a cover. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Menhei, and he says, or you made some sort of a hachana, ve'chinam lekach, haynu she'chinam lechasas a kli. You made some sort of a preparation over here to show that it is a cover for this kli. V'hu adin, the same thing would apply, in lo'os abhem ma'isa, you didn't do any ma'isa klal, rak she'yichadu me'er of Shabbos lekisui, but you designated it as a cover for this before Shabbos started. That would also be good, gamkin sagi. By doing any of these preparatory acts, you've essentially removed the muktzah aspect from it, as we will learn. This is brought down by the Tosefes Shabbos. In regards to a din with palm branches that we're going to hear, Chorios Hadekel, we'll see the same thing applies over there as well. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'kisui chavios hakivuris bekarka legamrei tzrichos beis achiza." As we already mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah, this is where he got it from. The Mechaber tells us that if the cover is totally kavua in the ground and it's essentially flat with the ground, so then it certainly needs a beis achiza if you want to be able to remove the cover from it. Otherwise, we have the same situation as we pointed out already, that what goes are over here because it's too similar to a kisui of a bar and a dus. Now the Mechaber goes in Sif Yud Aleph and he states, Machat Shlema, an entire needle, Mutal Taltala, you are allowed to move it, to use it, Litol Bo Es Hakotz. This is a Klisha Malachdu L'Isser, and normally can't be moved unless you need it L'Tzorach Gufo Makomo. So therefore you need it L'Tzorach Gufo to remove a splinter, L'Hasir Litol Bo Es Hakotz, so therefore that would be permissible. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Memvav, we're talking here, Humachad Miyuchal L'Tvira, this is a sewing needle. It has the status of any other kli that's a malach to lisser. It's mostly for a non-permissible thing. But the halacha is, as we've already stated many, many times in the siman, that you're allowed to move a kli shem malach to lisser l'tzorach gufo umakomo. And here, this is called l'tzorach gufo dahainu litol akotz, to take out the splinter. Or, alternatively, or, for example, if a person wanted to go and use the needle over here to go and express pus, to make a little hole and express pus from a pustule. Now, the Dirshu Foot number 67 brings down that this is going to be a whole separate discussion, and he brings down for the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Ches, that there the Chavetz Chaim writes, Sha'asa l'nakev samursa aide kli. You're not allowed to go and open up a pinpole, a pustule, using some sort of a kli, because kach hi haderech l'nakev. That's the normal way to do it, and you have to do it with a shinoi. In any event, we'll have to wait till we get to Shin Chav Ches to see this in full detail. Then he brings down as well in Dirshu Foot number 67, Ulhotzi Kotz, in order to remove a splinter, that is permissible over here, but you have to be careful, Shalo Bilvachi Yizor, Shalo Yotzi Dam, that you have to be careful not to have Dam come out. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says, Dibra Masra HaKotz, which is found on the very top of the Bir Halacha, on Daf Kuf Zayin, so he brings down over there towards the end of that Dibra Maskel, the Dat, Amogin Avram, Kosov, Lekaman, and Sin Shun Chas, we also have that over there. Ubovachi, Yizor, Shalom, Tzidam, the Ovil Chabur. You have to be careful over here when you're putting in this needle and to express the pus that you don't have blood come out. And he says over there, based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin, then that's what the Mogen Avraham writes. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosa Lomar, Shlo Yasena Binyan Shia Psik Reishal Otsazdam. When he says that you can't have any blood come out, it means that it can't definitively always have blood come out when you do this. However, he says, Afila Bazeh Cholakalov Bal Chemed Moshe Usule the Mutter. The Chemed Moshe disagrees and says, even if it's a psik ratio, you're allowed to do this. And Dishu, foot number 73, brings down for the Mishnah Berurah over there. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Mogen Avraham, not like the Chemed Moshe, and says, if it's a psik ratio, you're not allowed to. And he says, the explanation is, Shafa Pisha Chazal Hitiru Isurim the Rabbanon Mishum Sar. Even though under normal circumstances, this is only Nitzah the Rabbanon over here, and it would be pushed aside in the setting of Tsar, of pain. Nevertheless, here, Kiva. Since it doesn't have to be a psik reisha, therefore ein lavor iser shalol tzarich. So therefore, don't do it in a way that will be a psik reisha, and try to do it in a way that won't be a psik reisha. However, at the end of this bir halach, he brings down the sefer atruma also holds like the Chemed Moshe and says you don't have to be concerned even if it's a psik reisha because of makum tzar. In any event, back to the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says, you likewise could use this needle to hold together some clothing under extenuating circumstances. But if it's in a place where if you went out like this on Shabbos, you'd have a problem with carrying, that we've already discussed, then it wouldn't be allowed. He says further, look in Sif Yud Ches, we'll learn these in a couple of days. Then Sifkot and Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, to remove a splinter, it is allowed. The same thing would apply if you needed the place where this needle was there. And you're allowed to move the needle because you need the place. And certainly, if this needle is in a place, it's on a chair, and somebody's going to sit on it, and Rahman al-Islam get hurt in some way, then certainly then even if the hole in the needle is removed and it's not the status of a kli, nevertheless, because you're allowed to move something to prevent somebody from getting hurt. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if over here either the hole in the needle or the pointy part of the needle was missing, then the needle no longer has the status of being a kli and it will be osur. However, if it's a brand new needle, a chadasha, shalom nikva adayin, that hasn't yet had a hole made in it, then mutter, it does have the status of a kli. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memches, if it's a brand new needle, the zimnim, the nimlach halah, you sometimes are going to change your mind, ve'enu nokva, you're not going to put a hole into it. Umashri lamana, kimos shehi, and it's a kli just as it is. Why would you use it? L'natila sakot, you're using it to remove splinters. But if the point or the eye of the needle had been removed, then botel mino shem kli. Then it loses the name of a kli. And then does derech lizroko so ben shivri matochos, because in that situation it's essentially worthless, and the typical person would throw it away. However, but if you designated it before Shabbos started, even though it normally would be thrown away, but you've designated lezer tashmish for any sort of a purpose, then heavy kli, then it does have the status of a kli, umutul letaltel, and you'd be allowed to move it, like any other kidin, kol kli shem lachtu leheter, like any kli that is a perfectly permissible kli, because obviously it's no longer kli shem lachtu leheter, because it can't be used for sewing, so it's a kli shem lachtu leheter, and it can be moved any way you want. And this is brought down the name of the Prima Garden. Finally, Dershu foot number 72 does bring down how much do you have to designate it for? So the Chazon Ish says, if it's just a very temporary designation, then that's not really a designation at all. That wouldn't make it into a kli shel malach leheter. He says, but if you designate it forever, this is now going to be used as a splinter removal. Then it is considered a kli, and you'd be allowed to go and move it. That concludes today's shir.